You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Yeah. For you to understand the market, you need to understand how money works, because essentially the stock market is an auction process. In an auction process, there are buyers and there are what?
Sellers.
There are sellers. Inflation has actually been a good thing for our country and for our people, because it's brought to you guys the awareness of the fact that your money is actually losing money.
Wow.
Right? Just because inflation was 3% 2 years ago and it's now 8% today, that doesn't mean you weren't losing money all along.
Ooh.
You're just losing it slower.
What is more important than the money is the ability to make it consistent. What do I mean by that? There's traders out there, potentially early 2020, that were trading stock options and making a lot of money, but because they didn't have the actual skill set to make it consistent, that money burnt out.
Hey, wait. I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books. But I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video. So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Look, we got alumni insiders back in the building.
Yes.
You know, last year we talked about options, trading, everything you needed to know about options. You know who they are, but I felt like it was important to bring them back to really just talk about the state of affairs, right? What's happening? We've seen artificial intelligence is going to get rid of 300 million jobs worldwide. We got, you know, interest rates are higher than they've ever been. Not ever been, but they're really high right now. Banks are failing left and right. And people are scared. People are trying to figure out how they could create wealth. How can they protect themselves? How forget about creating wealth. A lot of people are even thinking, like, how am I going to make ends meet? Like, how am I going to survive? And I thought it was important to bring these gentlemen back, because when they introduced me to the concept of option trading, I realized that with options trading, you could actually make money regardless of what the economy is doing, whether it's up, whether it's down, and that's a great, you know, option, pun intended, for people who are like, all right, I'm afraid. Because if you understand how to make money during the drought, then you don't have anything to be afraid of. We got the option snipers building. Josh and Wasi, my brothers. What's going on, man?
Listen, thanks for bringing us back.
Yeah, nah, it's my bringing pleasure. Us back. My
yeah.
pleasure.
Yeah, you looking good, man. The sunshine, dude.
Yo, likewise, though, right? Because y'all get, look, y'all getting a whole lot of money since the last time we connected. Watches are bigger. I see it, though. I see what I mean? So y'all getting a whole lot of money out here. So I wonder, you know, I noticed it. I just want to let you know I noticed it. But before, you know, for those who don't know, right, because we got a lot of new insiders who may have not saw the previous episode. So for those who don't know, who are the Option Snipers?
Yeah, so the Option Snipers, we're a community. We're dedicated to bridging the financial intellectual gap of Americans. Mm. We're pretty much wanting to take you to a place where you can make money with money through options trading. Because that's all the market is about. The easiest way to make money actually is with money. Mm. And before we get started, I have a disclaimer, okay? And I need the camera to zoom in on me right now, okay? It's a disclaimer, guys.
That's yours right there.
Options is a scam.
Ooh.
You heard it right. It's a scam. A systematic, calculated avenue to money. Mm. So if you're trying to learn how to make money on a systematic, regular basis, then options where you need to look. Mm. So me and my boy Wasi here, this is what we do. We teach you guys how to make money with money in the markets. Let's get it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that, right? Because a lot of, you know, our viewers are high earners. They make a lot of money. But a lot of the money that they're making is through their physical labor, right? Through the income that they're making. And even those who may, you know, be an entrepreneur, they're making their money through working in their business as well. Yeah. So talk about the importance of having, you know, a systematic way of making money.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have a systematic approach towards an additional source of revenue, right? Yeah. Because options trading would be an additional source other than what we physically use with our own bodies, right? Yeah. You know, as far as using our hands to make money. So there was actually a clip that I watched actually this morning. It was Charles Barkley, and he talked about how he had a deal with Nike, and then he met with Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan said, hey, you know, I saw your contract for Nike. I don't know how he got, you know, that information, but... You know, Michael Jordan said, he said, you know, I see how much money you're getting at Nike. He said at the time, Charles said he was making $3 million a year. So Mike said, well, instead of doing that, why don't you just take $1 million? He said, because $3 million is just, it doesn't make too much money to get from Nike, especially with what you're already getting on the court, right? Yeah. And potentially other investments that he had at the time. He said, instead of doing that, take $1 million, go back to Nike, tell them that you'll take $1 million, but you want the rest in stock options. Now, Charles Barkley himself said that just that move alone allowed him to 10x his return in investments based on just that knowledge itself.
Wow.
So what that goes to show is that we, you know, initially have that, you know, potentially that first stream of income. Potentially, you know, you're working your 9 to 5 or, you know, your business or whatever the case may be. But we believe it's important to set money aside or even, you know, take... you know, some profits from, you know, whatever your initial or your startup income sources and start to leverage it using options trading because it actually allows you to accelerate your opportunities, right? It allows you to essentially create cash on your own cash.
Break that down for me, right? This example that you just gave of, you know, Charles Barkley taking other monies in stock options, like what did he actually do? Like, so what did he actually get?
Yeah. Got you. So here's what happens, right? So he's initially given, I guess, some sort of fee or, you know, a payment from Nike, you know, based off of his endorsements and things like that. Instead of taking the whole amount as cash, he took $1 million of it as cash. And then the rest of it, he put into call options. Now at the time, his accountant in the interview, Charles Barkley's accountant asked him, he said, well, you know, how much are you, like, are you sure that this is a good idea? You know, this is a new company. He's talking about Nike at the time. Mm-hmm. He said, well, listen, I have this friend named Michael Jordan, and he's the greatest basketball player I've ever seen. and he's wearing those shoes. So I believe that this company is going to continue rising over the course of, you know, many years. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
Right? So what happens is when he went and bought call options, he bet on the idea that Nike would increase in value over time. Right? So instead of simply taking cash, right, and just having it sit there, he took the options, which were actually growing incrementally over the years. So that's essentially what...
All right, so let me break that down. So pretty much when you know, Michael Jordan had already invested in the company.
Yeah.
You know, through
putting... He himself is an investment for Nike as well.
Right, yeah. Right. So now Charles Barkley says, hey, my guy has invested in this company by you know, creating his shoe. Mm-hmm. So I believe in this company. This company's gonna do well.
Yeah.
And so I wanna give me a million in cash up front, but the rest of the 2 million I'm gonna put in stock options, betting, right? Yeah. I bet you that Michael's right.
Yeah.
I bet you that this money's gonna go up.
Yes.
And so in betting that the money's gonna go up, it winds up he's putting that 2 million. And if he's right,
yeah,
he makes money off of it.
Yep.
Obviously, if he's wrong, he's losing the money, but he's hedging against it, right?
Yeah.
And so let's just say in the same scenario, we know that Magic Johnson, right?
Yeah.
Decided not to go with Nike.
Not to take the deal, yeah. Because he went with Converse.
Because he went with Converse.
Yeah.
And so theoretically, Magic could have...
Yes.
Did an option put on Nike that it would go down because he's with Converse.
That's true, but he would have lost money because lost Nike, money, went up.
Right.
Nike
went
up. So all he could have, gotcha. What he could have done, honestly, he could have done a call on Nike options and still signed with Converse, that he would have made money both ways.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the thing that people need to realize about options in the stock market is basically an instrument of money. What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
For you to understand the market, you need to understand how money works, because essentially the stock market is an auction process. In an auction process, there are buyers and there are what?
Sellers.
They're sellers, okay? So the difference is buyers and sellers are trying to leverage their time to make the most money, okay? So when you're putting your money into the markets, what you're saying is, I'm removing my time from the equation, and I'm not using my money to make money, okay? And that way you can multiply it a lot quicker, right? Because you can make money easier with money than with time.
Right, because you have a finite amount of time, but there's infinite money if you keep continuing to grow.
Here's the kicker, though, right? Let's say Charles Barkley, for whatever reason, was not able to play for a specific year, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say his Nike contract was contingent on him being on the court.
Yeah.
The stock options are still at play.
Mm.
Okay, so let's say he made his living off of only just, you know, taking his Nike deals, right? His 3 million deals, right? But then he ends up getting hurt or potentially doesn't end up playing anymore for whatever reason, right? Then he's only stuck with his cash, which is not a bad idea. Right. I mean, which is not a bad thing, right?
Right.
I mean, you do have 3 million in cash. However, let's say you're not on the court and you instead took the stock options.
Yep.
Right? You're then still making more money than even if you were actually on the court.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people think, and this is where the whole idea, and this is why I love Earn Your Leisure, right? I love this platform specifically because we are now taking our financial literacy into our own hands and making better decisions, right? Because if you ask Magic Johnson, he would tell you that he made the wrong decision signing with Converse and not taking, you know, the stock potentially in Nike at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our ability to communicate this idea that, you know, options trading is not what people have made it seem to be, or essentially what the reality of it is not what people have made it become, essentially. You know, so that's essentially why we're here. You know, it's option snipers to provide the education.
And so let's break down something, right? So, like, you know, we mentioned, like, you know, him putting everything in cash and holding that cash. We're in a space now where, you know, I said this earlier during the intro, that interest rates are high.
Yeah.
Right? And when I say interest rates are high, I'm not talking about interest rates on the money that you deposit. I'm talking about if you borrow money, right, the interest rates are high. If you put your money into a bank...
Inflation.
Right? Interest rates, you're not going to get that much money, but inflation is so high that you actually will be losing money by keeping that money in a bank. When you think about artificial intelligence, it's going to lose 300 million jobs. How can options trading hedge against what AI is going to potentially do to our economy?
Great question, and I appreciate that. So what I think, and people don't shoot me, inflation has actually been a good thing for our country and for our people, because it's brought to you guys the awareness of the fact that your money is actually losing money.
Wow.
Right? Just because inflation was 3% 2 years ago and it's now 8% today, that doesn't mean you weren't losing money all along.
Ooh.
You're just losing it slower.
Ooh.
But now you have the awareness.
That's a great point.
And it's giving you an opportunity to realize that money, cash, is actually trash.
Mm.
Cash is actually trash. What you need to do is learn
Don't say that no more.
No, because cash is trash, right? What you need to do is find a way to leverage your money and make your money work multiple ways at the same time.
Mm.
So that way you're not at a deficit. I'll give you a perfect example. Here's a play you can run with options, for example. Let's say you have $50,000.
Mm.
You open an account with Vanguard, okay? And you put your $50,000 in Vanguard. Okay, Vanguard has something called an asset stabilization loan, which means they will loan you 50% of your account value in cash.
Mm.
Okay, so you're going to get that 25K.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to take that 25K. What do you do with it? You go and buy a car. You put that on Turo. Now that same money you could have put in cash is now growing in stock options because you have calls, but you're borrowing against that and you're putting that into another investment vehicle.
Mm.
Right now you're multiplying your cash 2 to 3 times over.
Mm.
See, the thing is that people don't understand that time is actually the inverse opposite of money.
Mm.
The more time you use to make money, the less money you have.
Mm.
The more money you use to make money, the more time you have. They're actually inversely proportionate.
Mm.
So what you need to do is learn how to remove your time from the equation of you making money. And the easiest way to do that is with options trading. Why? Because it deals directly with the root source, which is what? Money.
Money, yeah.
Right? So one of our coaches always says this, right? The only way to get rich is to get rich what? Quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
Right? Because wealth needs speed. Yeah. Options lets you make 5K, 10K, 50K, 20K in 5 to 10 minutes. You give me another legal opportunity that will give you that amount of leverage in the same time with a systematic, calculated approach, right? You need to have a system. But once you have that system, you can employ it over and over and over and over again and then stack your cash up that way.
Wow, wow, wow. That's powerful. And so is there, you know, so like if I hear you correctly, one of the dangers of artificial intelligence is the fact that it's removing all of these jobs from our economy, but it's only removing the jobs that require our time.
Exactly.
And so if you are leveraging your time for money, artificial intelligence removes those jobs that leverage time for money, then in order to hedge that, if you will, you should invest, right? Like options allows you to invest your money to make money from your money. We took time out of the equation, so now you'll be able to make money from your money, and so these jobs that are lost doesn't affect your economy whatsoever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is, the market has been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Right? My bet is in 50, 100 years, the market's still going to be here.
Yeah.
In 200 years, the market's going to be here. If you live 200 years, kudos for you.
Yeah.
But pretty much most of us are going to be gone.
Yeah.
So leverage the market that's been here and has shown an historical precedence of how it moves to predict future outcomes. You put your money to work in that system and you use that to make more money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because people don't want to have the discipline to actually learn the system.
Mm.
But that system is what sets you free.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Without the system, there's no freedom.
Yeah.
But once you learn it, you can repeat it over again. You can also teach it. And then AI or whatever technological thing comes around is not going to be able to replace that because it all starts with the system that in your mind you've learned to control.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
AI can be used for you. Now you understand the system. Now you're programming AI to do your trading for you.
Oh, and that was going to be my next question, too, is because we always hear about, you know, artificial intelligence, the doom, the gloom. But I mean, even for myself as an author, I've been using AI to exponentially grow my business. You know, I get books out fast. Like I'm helping my clients so much faster using AI.
Yep.
How do you foresee AI being able to help and enhance what you can do from a options trading perspective.
Yeah, AR's been around in trading for years, believe it or not.
It's been around for years.
So
I think it's moving around into other industries. But it's been within the stock market for quite a while.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You want to know when I first heard about AI? Mm-hmm. When I wanted to get into trading, I'll say this is 2015, 2016. Mm. Okay, I went on LinkedIn. Okay, I DM'd like 50 people, hedge fund traders, people who are trading money, and I got on the phone with them. And there was this guy I happened to connect with. He was managing $350 million in assets. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm out to lunch. I was like, well, tell me a little bit about your trading. What are you doing? He said, oh, I'm up, you know, $10,000, $50,000 right now. I'm on a trade. I'm like, how are you up? You're driving. He was like, yeah, I'm using AI. Mm. And he started multiple hedge funds, and he created AI specifically for that hedge fund, depending on the industry he's trading.
Wow.
So if he's trading the healthcare industry, he sees the healthcare industry moves this way. Mm. So it creates an AI algorithm for that. If he's trading the financial sector, he sees the financial sector likes to move like this. He creates AI for that. And he's been doing this over and over and over and over again for years. So AI is actually a tool that can help you. If you have a system that you know, get somebody to program that system for you, put your money into it, and then just let it run on autopilot.
Wow. Wait, that's different now, because at the speed that I've seen AI work, right? Because when you're trading options, you're studying, you're figuring out these things. You can teach your AI to study, if you will, right? And learn these things and be able to do the trades for you.
Execute, exactly.
Yeah. Wow, that's powerful. And so now, right, like what, you know, what changes have you guys have seen sort of like in this industry, right? So you guys, you know, run a really successful education platform, Option Traders, Option Snipers, who are teaching options trading. And a lot of your students, I mean, you guys have a lot of success stories. Between the last time you guys were on, now, I know there's been shifts. What are some of the shifts you've been seeing in your students and just people in general as it relates to option trading?
Yeah, I think one of the main things for us is that we actually implemented a live event within our program, which is when we talk about making money fast.
Yeah.
Like accelerating the speed of learning through actually being in person has really shifted a lot of things for our business in general. Nice. You know, so we actually have students come in, they fly into whichever city that we're hosting the event at, and they literally learn with us right in front of them, hands-on. They get to ask their questions. They literally get to get out all of the, you know, the quirks and like all their jitters about, you know, investing and, you know, whatever it is they need right then and there in person. And we've seen so much success. I mean, talk a little bit about some of the success we've seen.
Yeah, we've had people who've been new traders come in 2-3 weeks. They're already making 1K, 2K a day coming to the live event. Because there's something about having somebody there push the buttons with you that eliminates some of that fear that you're doing at home, right? I remember I learned how to ride a bike maybe 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. I've never known how to ride a bike before. Yeah, and I'm 33. So
just
that's imagine. That's a big shame, ain't it?
Right? As don't say that, okay?
Nah, I'm about
I get
to say,
from Nigeria.
Though,
don't play me.
Yo,
okay?
2 years ago, bro. Like,
bro, let me.
A bike. Now, a bike? The difference is swimming, I don't know how to swim.
Yeah, me either.
All right, so
I was
most
a high
of
school
us,
swim team.
Most,
don't play me.
Okay. Still, you're supposed to know how to ride a bike.
A bike, though?
Bro,
a bike, bro.
We just never rode bikes when we were growing up. Yeah. So I tried to learn through YouTube. I tried to get on. It wasn't just working. So I went to a park in D.C., right? And we got on the bike. And
I can't imagine you falling off a bike.
Like, seriously, grown man. It's super embarrassing. Grown man falling off a bike.
Oh my
and this God. Guy came by me like, bro, you okay? You know, little homie? I'm like, bro, no, I'm trying to learn. He's like, I got you, bro. And he literally taught me in 10 minutes what I tried to learn for 30, 40 hours on YouTube.
Wow.
Right? Because he could put his hand on my hand and put it here. He'd be like, no homo, bro. And then he'll put my head on the other bike.
Hey,
and then, like, he literally showed me, right? Yeah. There's something about being in person, have somebody take your hand and actually click the buttons, helps you alleviate that fear. And plus, if you're in an environment where everybody's winning, you're like, if he's doing it, I think I'm smarter than that guy. Yeah. I can click that button too, right?
Yeah.
And it helps, expand your winning, expand your learning, expand how you consume information, right? Because you're getting that face-to-face information. You're getting your one-on-one questions answered in a live setting.
I think it's also about injecting hope into our students as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because when we're there, letting them know, like, hey, that's a good decision that you just made. right? Or no, make sure you don't do that. Or, you know, asking, you know, clarifying questions. All right, why did you make that decision?
Yeah.
When you get those answers in real time, it cuts short the, you know, the area of where doubt can try to contend with you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, what we say is that it's the consistency in the markets that creates the cash,
yeah.
Right? But in order to get to that place, you have to get the new information.
Yeah.
Right? 'Cause a lot of people think that, you know, the money that they make is based off of their own, you know, their own willpower.
Yeah.
When in fact, the money that we make is based on the information that we know.
Right.
Think about it.
Right.
Most of our skill sets change and the information changes, you know, as a result of that. And then that's when we start to see the income or you know, or the revenue of whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
It's the information that produces the manifestation. So when we say we're creating this live event for our students, it's actually allowing us to do is then grab them by the hand. Let them know that what they're doing is the right thing and then taking them to the promised land.
Yeah, and I love that because I think that, you know, like you were saying, Josh, like a lot of, learnings and trainings are better when you have that hands-on approach. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when somebody's able to guide you, somebody's able to show you real quick how to do it because you also don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
Right. And so you might be, you know, watching YouTube for 30 hours or whatever the case may be and thinking you know something based on what they're teaching you. But there's something that even if you saw it, even if somebody said it to you, you've never really experienced it yet. So now it's going over your head when there's somebody who has done it before that can now say, no, let's do this differently. Do this way.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, just being in that space also of success or what other people are doing. And while so you talk about the shift in how things change, right?
Yeah.
I think that's important for everybody to realize that, you know, success isn't a destination.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't get to success.
Yeah.
You are success.
Yeah.
You become successful. And in that being, you have to keep being in order to keep the success.
Operate from it. Operate from success. Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk about that for a second, right? Because I think that a lot of people, like for instance, like, you know, we're part of a similar mastermind, you know, or the same mastermind. And, you know, this year I've invested close to $200,000 in masterminds. And somebody would say, well, I mean, you did six figures in masterminds last year. Mm-hmm. So you're like, each year you're gonna keep putting six figures or more into a mastermind? And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Right? And the reason for it is because when I invested in a mastermind last year, I 10, 20, 30X'd my money. But that was because not only was I learning new information, I was actually in the environment that I was able to learn what was happening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so even like this year, you know, I've invested, you know, again, there's six figures already invested this year. And so now it's not the information because the mastermind that I'm in, you know, it's pretty much the same information that I'm learning, but the environment is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so now when I was taught this information last year, I was taught the information in last year's environment.
Yeah.
And so I was able to implement it in last year's environment. Mm-hmm. Well, this year, there's a different environment. There's different things happening. So while the information seems like it's the same, it really isn't.
Yeah.
Because when you take that information, I need to apply that information in real time and what's happening now.
Yeah.
And then I also need to be in a room with other people who are implementing it now to see what's working for them, what's not working for them. And so now it keeps me ahead, if you will, because I'm able to kind of learn more from that. So Ken, like talk a little bit about, I know we talk about being in the room, success leaves clues, but like really talk about that the importance of that from an overall successful standpoint, but then also as it comes to option training, like why is it important to still, right? Even if you got an AI, doing it for you.
Yeah.
Why is it important still to make sure that you're in a community of people who are thriving within options?
No, and you said so many key things. I'm going to try to integrate it here and make it a gumbo that hopefully makes sense. You know, the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe, he said something that's very key. He said that poor people discuss other people, okay? Middle-class people discuss things, and rich people discuss ideas. Where do you think the best ideas are being discussed? With masterminds, absolutely, just like the ones we joined.
Absolutely.
Okay? If you want to get to the next level, you need to get your hand on a new idea. Because new idea creates new vision. And with new vision, you get new execution. With new execution, there's new manifestation. See, the problem with a lot of people is that they're always worried about what's in it for them. Did you first ask yourself, what's in it for me? Like, if I get to 10x, 20, like my coach, you know, Myron, he told me, he said, your business will 10x if you invest in me. And I remember back then, I was so scared to invest. I was like, oh, but you're going to do this and you're going to make this. And I was just such in a poverty mindset back then. And when I realized just in a year how much my life has changed, I'm so grateful that I took that step and I invested. Yeah. Right? I had to get out of my own way.
Yeah.
And because I realized that I need to get the ideas that he's thinking so I can have the perspective he's enjoying. Right? So masterminds, coaching, investing yourself. That's one of the best that you could do, not only for yourself, but for your family. Because not only are you getting the results, if you're getting the money and the resources, the first thing they're going to ask is, how did you do that? And what were you thinking when you were doing that? See, when I study traders, I don't ask them how much money they make. I don't even ask them, you know, what their great P&L is. I ask them, when you're in a trade and you're up $10,000, what makes you hold it to get to $25,000 in profit? What is that little bit of difference that 2x's your profit in 1 minute? That little gem can change your life. It can take you from making 1K a day to 2K a day, from 2K a day to 5K a day. Why? Because these are the ideas that are being discussed among the elite. So investing in yourself, being in the room, coaches, masterminds, books, education is so much important, right? Because a mind filled with information will execute, right? But the question is, what information are you executing upon? Are you executing the information that your parents gave you, that your friends gave you, or are you executing the information of people who are where you want to be? And that's the key.
Wow. Wow. Powerful. Wasi, what's your
thought? I mean, he said everything perfectly, but to me, I always say, you know, money doesn't multiply in isolation, right? So, and really, when we talk about money, it could really just be anything.
Yeah,
you know, people don't multiply in isolation, right? Obviously, you need two people to create more people, right?
Unless they come up with some technology,
AI impregnation.
You need so money
AI babies.
So I mean, money doesn't multiply in isolation. So what does that tell you? It tells you that you need to surround yourself with either like-minded individuals or people that think at a higher level than you, and that's where you would potentially find them.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, my friend Marvin Mitchell, who I'm sure you know very well, he would always say, you know, sometimes we confuse the seed with the harvest, right? And I think, you know, kind of going full circle, you know, going back to the Charles Barkley situation, the $3 million at the time for him was, he may have seen that as the harvest.
As the harvest.
But little did he know that a piece of it, if he were to divide it up, a piece of it is really a seed.
Yeah.
It could be a seed to, you know, to create an even bigger harvest than what, you know, he initially seen, you know, initially. So, you know, but then think about it. Again, another full circle moment. He had to get the information from Michael Jordan,
right?
Who already had the information,
right?
So that can potentially be seen as a mentor per se, at least in that, you know what I'm saying, in that analogy, right? So again, we're talking about just all things being multiplied when we're talking about meeting higher level individuals who have another level of information that can, you know, unlock something, you know, for our generation.
Yeah. Wow.
And let me add something to that, right? And just thinking about it, the whole Michael Jordan thing, right? And it's so crazy how you're one person, one conversation, and one sentence away from your first or next billion.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
An example. You know the shoe deal Michael Jordan has with Nike, right? Yep. His shoe deal is every sale of Jordans that are sold, he gets 5% of the profits. Mm-hmm. In 2022, he got paid out $239 million based on that deal. Wow. Okay, great. You guys know Rihanna. You guys know how Rihanna became a billionaire?
Through her partnership.
Exactly. She followed LVMH. The same model through LVMH.
Yeah.
Okay. They paid her a $10 million fee. Mm. Okay. And she gets 50% of the net profits. Okay. If Michael Jordan had 50% of the net profits, instead of making $229 million a year, he'll be making about $2.29 billion. You can correct me. Yeah. Every single year. His wealth would have 10X
right.
if he only had a little bit more information. You guys know the story of Ray Kroc, how he franchised McDonald's?
Yep.
Right? His business model was a burger stand. He wanted to sell as many burgers as possible and net 15 cents per burger. Then he met a lawyer. And what did the attorney tell him? He asked him, he said, what business are you in?
Right.
He said, well, I'm in the burgers and fries business. I know how to make burgers really fast. And he said, wrong, you're not in the burger business. You're in the what?
The real estate business.
You're in the real estate business, yeah. Okay? You don't become rich by making a 15 cent profit on a $2 hamburger. You become rich by leasing the land on which that burger is sold. Mm. And that one idea changed his business from millions to billions.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people, you can't see the opportunity in your life because you don't have the awareness to pick it out. You need to attach yourself to somebody who can position your awareness to see the richness in your opportunity.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people think they have an access problem. No, you have an awareness problem. Mm. It really is it.
Yeah.
My life now, what changed from what I was doing before what I'm doing now is really awareness.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's it. It's awareness.
Yeah.
So you're one piece of information, one aha moment away, one, wow, I never thought about that away from your next billion. But you're not going to get that hanging around the same people you're doing now.
Yeah.
You need to get after information fast. And it baffles me, right? And sorry for ranting about this.
No, you're good, you're good.
And somebody from Nigeria, for you to talk to a millionaire or a billionaire, your dad had to know somebody.
Mm.
And access was cut off. It was always a buddy-buddy system.
Yeah.
But I came to America, and you're telling me somebody that made $10 million last year, who makes 15 streams of income from writing and selling books, I can have a conversation with him for free?
Yeah.
Wait, I can join his program and pay to have a conversation with him?
Yeah.
Sign me up for that all day long.
Yeah.
There are people who are rocket scientists and don't have a job because they lack that access and awareness.
Yo, go to bookrichmasterclass.com.
Seriously.
Just in case.
No, seriously, guys. I want you guys to really understand the opportunity you have in America that your next millionaire friend is one conversation away.
Yeah.
But you got to get off your butt. Right? We are trading today. Watson made 22K in the markets on the way over here.
Yeah. Talk about that, because I got the text. Yeah. So literally, right? So let me tell y'all, when you start getting money, they come late, fast. Like, yo, the last time we recorded, they came like a half an hour early. Oh, they were with the other guests, and they were laughing with the other guests, and they saw the whole production. They start making millions of dollars. Now they come, look, with the Starbucks. Look, paying in the Starbucks.
Mind you, they're the one that made
They come with the Starbucks. hey, I'm here, but I'm gonna get some breakfast. Then they go get some Starbucks. Oh, then they come a half an hour later. You know what I'm saying? With you know, with all of that stuff. And so, but I forgot where was I going with it?
We're talking about his 22K.
Oh, so yes. Yeah. So now he's like, oh yeah, I'm on my way. And then he texts me a screenshot and like, yo, bro, I made $22,000 on my way up. Talk about that for me.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. Actually, my videographer, my close friend Destiny, he was with me in the car. We drove up here, from where I stay. And so, you know, I was like, man, I was asking, I was like, man, 9:30 is about to hit. You know, we're pretty close by. The market's about to, you know, open. Should I trade today? I trade for my phone. Mm. So like, I'm always on the go. So he was like, man, you know, by the time it hits 9:30, if we didn't reach yet, let's, you know, maybe just take a quick stop somewhere so you could like do your thing or whatever. So I was like, all right, let's see. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up trading. I get into some call options. So what I do scalping. So what scalping is in the market is you get into a trade and you literally sell potentially within, you know, minutes, sometimes 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. It just depends on what's happening.
So you buy a call or put.
You buy a call or put.
And then you sell it.
And you sell it the same day.
For somebody who's looking for that same call or put.
Yeah.
And exactly. You sell it at a premium.
Yeah, you sell it at a premium. Got it. So.
And you call it scalping because it's scalping, similar ticket sales.
You buy
the ticket sales, you hold it, and then somebody else wants it. You take it off the primary market, and you sell it on the secondary market.
Yeah. 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 Like a surgeon, you know, you have to scalp the knife. You're surgical with it. You're in and out.
You got to do that.
So it's like a whole, it's like all of that. But yeah, so, you know, so then I, so then we ended up at a stoplight. And then, you know, I have a trading rule that I always have. And so he reminds me of the rule. He's like, bro. You know, you don't usually trade past this hour. And I'm like, all right, I'm about to stop.
Right.
So I ended up selling the options. And then I end up looking at my phone. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
So between
on accident.
So between maybe a couple lights before we get to the light we were at there, as far as at the parking lot, I end up getting to the parking lot, you know, I end up selling.
And so how much money did you put in to make that $22,000?
So today I put in, I want to say, 15 to 20 grand in that trade.
Yep.
So for me, when I do quick trades, I'm in and out.
And so you made $22,000 on top of what you put in.
On top of the 15 to 20 grand.
Got it.
So pretty much you doubled it.
So you like doubled your money.
Yeah. So the whole
two light stops.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, throughout the duration of our trip, so it was probably about an hour and a half.
Yep.
From when I first bought the options to when I sold them.
Wow.
So,
and not to keep cutting you off, because I just want to make sure in context, what's the lowest amount can somebody trade?
The lowest amount, I mean, is based on per contract.
Yeah. Right?
So as far as you getting into a contract, we'll probably say $100.
So in context, somebody could have had $2,000 and they would have made $4,000 an hour and a half. They would have doubled their money.
Correct.
So the reason why I wanted to make that context is because I want to make sure people who are watching understands that the reason why options trading is powerful because it's based on the contract for one, but it's also based on what you put in.
Exactly.
Right? So you don't have to put like I know some people who've made six figures, right? They've had the money to leverage that amount, but if you don't have that, you got $100.
You got
$1,500. Yeah. You got $2,000. Like, start with where you are. Yeah.
So it's important to understand the idea of compound interest and scaling as well, right? So for what it's worth in options trading, any move that you make, it just depends on your initial investment. So you can take multiples of what I did, right? So for instance, maybe $15,000 for some of our viewers is a little too low for some people, right? Some people may be putting in, you know, we may have, you know, millionaires and billionaires watching this podcast right now, right? So they may put in, you know, $150,000. Yeah. And for them, that would end up being, you know, whatever, $220,000, whatever case may be. I mean, one of our mentors, I'll leave his name out, but, you know, he calls us all the time and says, hey, bro, because he's an options trader.
Absolutely.
And he'll say, hey, bro, I made $600K today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
Yeah, I remember.
My little, you know what I'm saying?
And it's funny because I remember like hearing him say that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you ain't know nothing about options a year ago.
Yeah. Big facts. Yeah. So it's amazing what you can do with, you know, with the skill set, because I say typically, and Josh says it as well, you know, typically if all you have is, you know, some strong Wi-Fi connection, your laptop potentially, for me, I use my phone.
Yeah.
You know, and you have this skill set, there's so much that you can be able to do. You know, so some of our students, they're doing like $2,000, $3,000, $6,000, you know, in a day.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? After potentially, you know, a couple months learning from us.
Wow. You
know
what I'm saying? What do you have to, what's the characteristics of a person that's a successful trader?
I love that question. Great question. One of the first things, we can kind of go back and forth with it.
Yeah.
One of the first things I say is patience. Mm. You have to be patient in the market. Here's the problem. Some people may view this podcast or potentially other options trading, you know, videos and may think it's a get rich, you know, in a second type of thing.
Yeah.
You can get rich quick with options trading. I want us to be careful behind saying you can't get rich quick, because you actually can.
Yeah.
Right? But the expectation, or what is more important than the money, is the ability to make it consistent. Mm. What do I mean by that? There's traders out there potentially early 2020 that were trading stock options and making a lot of money, but because they didn't have the actual skill set to make it consistent, that money burnt out. Mm. They potentially are no longer even traders anymore.
Right.
They may even be, you know, they may not even look at the stock market anymore. I'm talking about people that potentially made 100 grand in the stock market trading options.
Right.
Because they didn't have the skill set or the information to make it consistent, they potentially are no longer traders. Mm. That's the downside of trading, typically, if you're only looking at the financial gain of it.
Yeah.
Because and Josh will tell you the same thing, pertaining to patience itself, options trading actually starts to allow you to examine your personal behavior, your own actions, your attitudes, your emotions. There's so much that options trading starts to teach you. It starts to teach you about your own greed, potentially. When you start looking, Josh talked about it a little earlier. You get into the stock market, you make $5,000. What's causing you to not sell right then and there?
Right.
What's causing you to feel like there's still more for you?
Right.
Especially knowing that you need that $5,000 potentially.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like for us, we believe that when you're patient in the markets, that's what will allow you to produce the profits.
Yeah. And just to add on to that level of patience, because you talked about that person who you know, might have was up at one time.
Yeah.
If you don't have that patience, When that money goes away, you won't even have patience to get back in.
Exactly.
Right? Because like you know, I've invested in crypto, I've invested in Bitcoin, and I remember at one point where I'm watching my portfolio go down, and I'm nervous, like, yo, what's going on? Luckily, I said, nah. Mm. Like, I believe that Bitcoin will go to 100K. At one point, I don't know when, but I believe it'll get there. And so if that's my belief system, I'm like, nah, I'm going to hold on to this. Even if it goes down to 15,000, I'm not going to sell it at 15,000 and take a loss. I'm going to hold on to it so I could kind of, but that takes patience.
Yeah, definitely does take patience.
And one key thing that I would say, honestly, if you want to be a great options trader, I think like you have to be able to understand fear. Mm. I want you to understand what I mean, so I'm going to clarify. Most people are afraid of something because they don't understand it. So when people think about trading options, they think about what? They're going to lose their what? Money, right? And we talked about inflation. So $1,000 in 1995 today is probably only going to be worth $500 or less.
Yeah.
So they're losing that money anyways. If you understand that your money is being lost, the difference between options trading and landing it in the bank is that you're potentially maybe losing it a little bit faster, but you're learning a skill while you're doing it, and then you're then becoming green, and then from there becoming positive, then why don't you then take that chance and bet on yourself and the skill that millions of people have been doing every day.
Because it's FDIC insured.
So exactly.
Even, right?
There's no funny business. Yeah. In Nigeria's stock market, and I hope the Nigerian government is not rushing me, so I can just go put little buttons and your investment just disappear. Wow. Poof. You can't even log in anymore. Wow. Access denied.
Wow.
But in America, everything is regulated.
Right.
So there's a standard set of rules that everybody operates by. So everybody has the same opportunity to make money if you understand how the system works.
Yeah.
So for me, if you understand how to control your fear, you can win in anything in life, right? Yeah. Because then it's just, again, calculated system on how you make money. And if you do it consistently, like Washington said, over a decade, you begin to build consistency, and now you can go in heavier and heavier and heavier. Now you're having 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80K days, right? Because
yeah.
you've built that tolerance.
And let me ask you something, right? As you guys are making money, are you constantly taking the money and do you advise this for your students as well? As you're making money, are you taking that money and just investing it back into options trading, or are you making a lot of money and then taking that money and investing in real assets?
Yeah, real assets. I'm a 100%. I mean, you know the ads. Yeah. I'm 100. I have trucks, ATMs, you know.
Yep.
So I'm a huge component of real assets. You're making money with paper. Just take some of that paper money, make it real. Mm. Real estate is one of my favorites. So get some real estate, trucks, whatever option you identify, but move your money around and let your money start working for you in different areas, different expertise, right? Yeah. Because what you're then doing is then, again, you're multiplying out your time across industries. And that's how people become conglomerates.
Right.
Right? So that's how you want, that's what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Something he said was really pivotal as far as winning and conquering the day. I think as far as, you know, options trading is concerned, when we talk about the idea of being a successful one, we have to remember that it's going to be contingent on our ability to understand who we are as people, honestly. Because for me, I know that my best days as an options trader are when I believe the most in myself, generally speaking, right? And I think, you know, what comes into play regarding that is making sure that you're making only a limited amount of decisions per day and being successful at those limited decisions. Because if you're able to essentially go into the market and be a winner on that day, that makes you feel a lot better. That makes you feel better about yourself, even, you know, throughout the rest of the day pertaining to whatever it is you got going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole idea of being confident in the market is what allows you to become successful. But there's a lot of self-awareness that you have to go through to get to that point.
Yeah. 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 So do me a favor. Talk to the beginning investor out there who they like what you're saying. They're interested in joining or learning more about options trading, but they still have some levels of hesitation, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. No, great. So, you know, we have a challenge that we usually do once a month, right? Five-figure trading challenge, where we teach people about money psychology, how to make money, how to use money, how to leverage money, and, of course, how to trade options to print money. Right, we have 5 days where we really go deep into it and teach people, okay, this is what becoming an options trader looks like. Because it's more than just getting the information, it's becoming a different person. Because once I shift right into an options trader, then you begin to learn how to trade options. If I can get you 5 days of understanding how money works, understanding how to put your money, how to build the system for yourself, and how to make money, whether you're a 9-to-5 worker, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're somebody who wants to just flip your retirement, whatever the case may be, after 5 days, you'll be like, okay, I know how to do this. I feel confident in the skill set. I understand. So that's where you can check us out.
Yeah, so make sure y'all tap in with the 5-day challenge. And that's I've always been a fan of the 5-day challenge because it really, you know, especially on the internet, there's a lot of people who are convincing you to jump into things that you know nothing about,
right?
But instead of doing that, right, instead of just sitting on a 1-hour webinar and then saying, okay, I know everything I know, you know, get an opportunity to sit, to ask questions, to, right, because with VIP, you actually get an opportunity to ask questions. Like, you know, you're able to say, all right, this is, you know, like, this is what I understand. And here, you know, here's the question. You get to learn. You get to spend time. You get to test it out yourself.
No, bro. Not even just test it out, actually, because it's funny you mentioned our
VIP folks. Trade during the Life Day Challenge. You're trading.
Our VIP folks, usually, when they get locked in on our challenge, they're actually making their ticket money back and then some.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's very important because the VIP, typically the VIP people, they stay behind and they talk to us. Like, we get really, really down to the nitty gritty with our VIP folks.
Yeah.
Right? And so they literally take... Like, even if it's just like a small piece of advice we give, you know, during those VIP sessions, they take that, utilize it during the next day, and come back with their, you know, their profits. So it's an amazing thing.
A Greek philosopher once said, "I'm not new to this. I'm true to this." Like, we true to this, okay? Right. When it comes to option trading, if you're trying to learn, we have the skill set, okay, and the mindset you need to succeed. If you come and you're open to learn, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
During that 5 days, if you don't feel like you got the value worth, like, I will refund you 100%.
Wow.
Like, I don't even care, because I know that I transformed lives, me personally, personally, during that 5-day challenge. Because once you get something, once you see something, it changes. Especially if you're during the 5-day challenge, right? You're watching people who started on Monday just like you did, knew nothing about options, but by Thursday, Friday, I made $600 today.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? I just made my whole paycheck in nearly 2 days, and I didn't know something about 5 days. There's something about belief that injects it to you, like, if he can do it, and I could definitely do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I always tell people, like, the proof is in the pudding, right? If everybody's making money together, you can see it. It's not only us showing our profits, but people who are new students, they're following the process. It teaches you that it really is a system to this. And if I can learn the system, and I dedicate myself to learning the system, I can become very profitable relatively quickly to somebody else, right? There was Russell Brunson says this. He said that you can tell who the trailblazers are because they have arrows in their backs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't want to know the losses me and Wasi have taken over our years of trading.
Yeah.
Six figures in losses, guys.
Wow.
And people come in and they're making profits right away. They're like, how did I do this?
Right,
it's because we took the losses for you, right? We found out what doesn't work so we can show you what does work. So if you have a pen and a paper, we'd love to have you. We'd love to show you how to do this.
Absolutely. I think the other thing about it, to me, one of my personal favorite parts is after the challenge.
Yeah.
Right? Because after the challenge, the people that were selected to then come and trade with us live in person, actually seeing them go from only being in the challenge and then coming to us live in person and showing them how to do exactly what we do, like, seeing the whole timeline is an amazing thing.
We have
mm-hmm. a student that came to us in 2022, late 2022. And, you know, I was behind him. Josh was on the board, and I was basically trying to coach him through his first trade. He had never traded before. And his hand was just like,
wow,
jittery.
Wow.
It was jittery.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And I was like, man, this is some serious stuff. People really come with like some serious fears about this stuff.
Right.
You know? Right. And so I'm behind him and I'm watching the chart, and it's crazy because this is the whole idea of, you know, information producing the manifestation, because there's information that he saw that was causing him to shake a bit. There's information that I'm seeing the same information he's seeing, and I'm salivating.
Right.
Why am I salivating?
Ooh.
Because I see the opportunity.
Yep.
At the time, he didn't see the opportunity.
The same. Don't miss that, y'all. The same situation.
Yes.
One person is nervous and scared. Another person is excited and looking forward to it.
Yes. I mean, I perked up. I'm like, let's get it. Because I'm seeing how easy it is from my vantage point.
Right.
To get the result that he's looking for.
Right.
Right? So at the time I'm behind him, I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to do this. And so I'm like, all right, this is what you do. Do this, right? And so I'm like, okay, cool. This is what you do. So he's looking at it, I'm saying, and I'm explaining to him, do you understand why you did what you just did? And then he explains it, right? So after about 5 minutes or so, he ends up hitting sell. He ends up making $300 right there at the live event.
Wow.
Right?
And that's powerful.
That probably took care of his hotel, his hotel costs.
Right.
To be with us there. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say that's my favorite.
You know what's so funny? That same person called me a month and a half later, and he said, Josh, I'm nervous.
Wow.
I was like, why are you nervous? He's like, I've never seen green like this in my life.
Wow.
He called me and said the same exact thing.
He said, in the last 8 days, I made $8,000.
Wow.
$1,000 a day for the last 8 days.
Yeah.
What do I do? I've never won this much. People don't even know. You don't only need coaching to learn not to lose. You need coaching to manage winning. Yes.
Facts.
People don't even know that. When you start winning at a high level, you need coaching for that too.
He didn't even know how to manage success.
That's what it is.
Right.
Think about that.
That surprised me.
Think about that.
Yeah.
A lot of us think that we get to a place, we arrive somewhere,
right,
and we automatically know what we're going to do with all
facts.
Of it. I was telling one of my friends, like, it's crazy how people ridicule the people with so much money, for what they feel like they're not doing, right?
Yeah.
But what things are they actually doing? What, you know, as far as the family that they're helping and things like that, potential, you know, investments or nations that they're probably lending to, we have no idea.
Absolutely.
It's hard for us to be in a situation where we think that, you know, just because a lot of money is attained that, you know,
and you don't know what comes with that.
Exactly.
The pressures of
the
making a lot of money, the responsibility to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's weird because, like, you know, I mean, I could tell you as like a first generation millionaire, let's say, there's stuff like I didn't anticipate that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right. Because when you don't have money, and you grow up and you're like, oh, when I get money, this is what it's gonna look like.
Yeah.
But I ain't never had no money.
Right.
So if I'd have never had no money, what I say it's gonna look like, I'm making that up in my head.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I just made it up.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it up from a success level.
You made it from.
I made it up from this bottom level that I don't even understand. So now I'm looking up and say, yeah, when I get here, this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Did I get here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
it's a different level of thinking.
And so now I'm literally at a space where now that I'm at that space, my whole thought process is different.
Yeah.
Everything I thought I would do when I got to a certain level, I'm doing the opposite. Actually.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, for some people think, okay, I'm going to reach this level, and then I get there, I'm going to give all my money to my mom. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, hold on, like, there's things you got to do in the meantime so that you can then afford, you know, to be able to do those things.
Absolutely.
Like, you know?
And there's a level of maintenance too. And that's why I love what you guys do, because what you're teaching is that systematic way, that maintenance, that way to make sure like you're automating your money generation, if you will.
Because it's not just about making the money, it's also about keeping it.
Right.
So the principles that we are using and instilling in not even ourselves but also our students, it's allowing us to make the money, but it's also allowing us to keep it as well.
Yeah.
And like I told you before, 2020 came around, people were making money, but then they lost it by the time 2021 came.
Yeah.
Especially as the market starts to take a downturn.
Yeah.
Because in 2020, what happened was all the stocks were going up.
Yeah.
So essentially you could close your eyes blindly, throw money in the river. As long as it was a call, it was going up potentially because of how much the market had already dropped.
Right.
You have to be a little bit more savvy to still make money nowadays, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to have, you know, people who are patient, who are looking for consistent gains in the market, who are looking for another stream of revenue to be able to actually empower all the other streams that they potentially have, you know, through our five-figure trading challenge, which is www.fivefiguretradingchallenge.com /InsideVault.
All right, y'all. So listen, we're going to put the link in the description, so make sure you are tapped in. 5 days with the option snipers. They're going to show you how to make money systematically. Look, this tool is going to help you beat AI. Don't worry about jobs being lost. This is AI proof. You know what I'm saying? In fact, we're going to teach you how to use AI to make more money. If they want to connect with you, you know, follow you, where can they find you?
Absolutely. So you can follow us at Options Snipers University on all platforms. I was going to say stream platforms. I was going into my YouTube. all platforms. Options. So both plural. Options with the S, Snipers with the S, University on Instagram, TikTok. On YouTube, we're at Option Snipers, so you'll be able to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. My personal Instagram is YC, so at WASI.AKIN.
Mine's is at Josh Cashflow, JOSH Cashflow. Just one word. But I want to say something that's super key, right? So I don't know whether you remember this. My background, I used to be an ER nurse, right? So I used to save lives. I remember in nursing school, there was always one correct answer. They would give a nursing scenario. Patient comes in, this, that, and the other. And well, the answer would be like A, B, C, or D. And the answer will always be, it depends. Mm. And there's so many things about life that that's the correct answer to. So I'll give you a question. If a child asks you, is water safe or dangerous?
Mm. It depends.
It depends.
Facts.
If you drink it, it's life restoring. Mm. You actually cannot live without water. Mm. But if you go into a deep ocean where the worth of water where there's too much, you're going to drown. Mm. So it's understanding the perspective of that object or that situation or your specific situation is going to determine whether you're going to live or die.
Mm, facts.
And the easiest way to shift perspectives, especially when you're in a rut or you don't have answers, is to go to somebody who's standing at a higher platform than you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
So when I'm looking for a new level of success, I look for somebody who's achieved that before. Facts, yeah. If you want to make 22K a day, 40K a day, right. Maybe somebody who's doing that before, who's been in the market since 2017. Yeah. I've been doing this for, what, 6.5, 7 years now? So it depends, guys. You have to choose it. You have the choice. It depends on you now to determine what you're going to do. Mm. So tap into the 5-figure trading challenge. And, of course, Ashcast always dropping the knowledge, financial literacy. I appreciate you. Right. You know what? You maybe want to write a book with AI now. You know that, right?
I've been done that. You got late, man.
You got to join us.
Look, bro, I wrote a book in 5 hours.
Stop it.
And it's published and everything. I wrote a book in 5 hours using AI. And I got a new app coming out called Book Rich. By the time this come out, it should be out. Go to bookrichai.com where I can help you. I use AI to automate your marketing. Right. And so when people want to, now you wrote the book and you want to sell a bunch of copies, instead of trying to sell copies the old fashioned way, you can actually use my app, bookrichai.com. And the AI gives you the templates, the email templates. It gives you the funnels. It gives you the website. It gives you everything that you need in order to sell massive books. We've tested it millions of times, and so it's the surefire way. And then also we use AI for email marketing, for SMS, for it connects with your IG and your Facebook. So now if somebody shows interest, let's say for instance you post something and then somebody comments on one of your posts, I'm using this app, allows you to use AI to now automate when they comment that is going to DM them, and when it DMs them, now they you see the interest, and then now it keeps nurturing based on their interaction. All artificial intelligence based bookrichai.com.
That's fire.
You know what I mean?
Okay, let that book AI come trade with us then. Bring the book AI.
Y'all need a trading book. Right? Y'all need a book about options.
Now, we actually do have a trading book.
You do? Okay. So
it depends on when this drops, but we actually do have a children's book that we're going to be dropping.
Written with AI, or y'all wrote it yourself?
We wrote the old way, the boring way. So it's called Stock Market for Kids.
Nice.
So nice. It should be a nice little situation. I think we're going to... definitely sense.
Yo, come over to Book Rich AI.
I'm gonna have to try it out so I
can help y'all get some sales.
I'm gonna write out how I got into bike riding.
That's it.
I learned how to ride a bike. Yeah.
All right, y'all. We are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on all social media platforms at Inside the Vault. Make sure you join us inside of the abundance community. We have exclusive behind the scene access. There's gems that they did not drop on this show that they're only dropping inside of the abundance community. We got a bunch of stuff there. So make sure you join us, abundancecommunity.org. Follow me. Go to my website, iamashcash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. I will see you tomorrow. Oh, not tomorrow. I'll see you next time. Same time, same place, in God's will.
Yes, sir. All
right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
This Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.